Welcome to www.jewelryemporium.biz. There are a number of options for the style of engagement ring that you go for, but the main issue, especially in this financial climate, is the budget. The budget will be determined by the cut, carat size and the precious metal that you use to mount the gem. Obviously, gold and platinum will be more costly, but equally for a special ring that is going to last you a lifetime, anything less would not quite be up to scratch. The size of the diamond or the number of diamonds you have on your ring will also bump up the costs. Now remember that you do not need to stick to a diamond, as there are so many gemstones that can be used in the perfect engagement ring. You can often find a smaller but clearer diamond or gem which gives more sparkle than a larger or less clear gemstone, and it is probably better to go for the smaller one in terms of the healing benefits of a gemstone than a large one with imperfections. In this article we are not going to go into much detail about cut or carat size, as you will be able to get this information from the website or store where you buy your ring. However, you should consider the style, which is what we will be focusing on today. Luxury: these rings are a cut above the rest. Quite honestly, in terms of price, your ring will be larger or have more diamonds if you choose a multistone over a solitaire ring. The clarity will be increased, and if your gemstone is a diamond, it will be clearer and colorless with very few imperfections. The carat size will also be bigger, and certain cuts cost more, so you may have a greater option if you have a larger budget. Split shank: these rings have a split in the shank or the band. This can be split in a number of ways and even have more than one split, giving the appearance of more than one band. The band can be decorated with diamonds or other gemstones, or may be simple and plain with a large central stone. Antique: antique rings are generally more than 100 years old, and unless you are buying from an antique jeweler, you are unlikely to find antique engagement rings from a high street store. What you will find is antique-look rings, which may look like a ring from any period that is pre the last 100 years. Vintage: vintage rings are generally at least 20 years old and can be from any period. Typical periods are shown below. You can see from this that some rings can be both antique and vintage, but not all vintage rings are antiques. Inherited or estate: these rings, as the name suggests, are rings that are part of the estate of a deceased person, and can either be inherited by relatives, friends as dictated by a will or a living request. Estate jewelry tends to be sold off in auction lots or by specialists and is pre-owned, but does not have any age attached to it. If you are thinking about an inherited engagement ring, things to think about: does it fit? If it does not, it is usually easy to change. Your local jeweler can advise you on this. Does it need a thorough clean? Again, go to your local jeweler for the best results. Do you like it? If not, probably not worth wearing or giving, as the sentiments of giving an inherited ring will not be honored if, quite frankly, you don't like it. Would you be able to change it so that you like it and you are honoring any sentimental values? Birthstone: if you love your birthstone color, there is no reason why you could not incorporate that into your engagement ring. You get the benefit that wearing your birthstone brings in terms of good luck and fortune, and you have an engagement ring that you will always love, not to mention that many birthstones are cheaper than a diamond. Celebrity style: this type of ring is very much based on what and who is in at the moment, and is subject to change. So if you go for this option, make sure that you really love your ring and will not change your mind when the next celeb flaunts her bling. Solitaire: these are fairly traditional rings with one large diamond solitaire, which can be cut in any different style and shape, so you can have a square princess cut or a round brilliant cut solitaire. The choices are endless, especially if you are open to different shapes of the diamond. Some examples are rectangles, triangles, ovals, pear, radiant, acer, emerald and marquise. 3-5 or 7 stone: these rings have 3, 5 or 7 diamonds in the design, often with a central large stone surrounded by some smaller diamonds which may be the same cut or different. So you could have a round central stone with emerald cuts either side, or any combination that pleases your eye and budget. As you move towards the seven stone engagement rings, these tend to be in a line, like a half eternity ring, or you may design a central large stone again surrounded by smaller stones. Cluster or flower designs are also popular with seven stone engagement rings. Obviously, you are not limited to diamonds in these styles. You can always use a central stone that is not a diamond and the surrounding stones are diamonds, or not. The choices for engagement rings are endless and deeply and completely personal. Gemstone. Some examples of gorgeous gemstones that can be used in your engagement ring include your birthstone but also the following less known gemstones: Morganite, Tanzanite, Sovereignite, Alexandrite, Moissanite, Multistone. These can all be designed in any of the above mentioned ways, replacing the diamond or diamonds with the gemstone of choice. Precious metals used. The precious metal that you use will add to the look of your engagement ring depending on your personal choice and available budget. Platinum. Platinum is silver in color and tend to be whiter in color than white gold. For this reason, they are very popular. Yellow gold or white gold. Yellow and white gold are the obvious choices for the precious metal used in their engagement ring. Yellow gold can be 9 carats, 14 carats, 18 carats, 21 carats, or 24 carats, and as the number increases, the purity, softness, and yellowness of the gold increases. White gold is silver and often rhodium plated, which then gives it the same whiteness as a platinum ring. However, this needs to be replated every few years in order to keep the color. Your local jeweler should be able to do this for you. If you have found the article above useful and are looking for an engagement ring, with images, price comparisons and a huge choice from some of the top retailers online, feel free to visit the Diamond Jewelry Store. We appreciate your reviews, feedback and business. Find the perfect partner to help you design your engagement ring from the Diamond Jewelry Store. You have been dating the person of your dreams for quite some time now. You may or may not be staying together as a couple, either of the two has its own relationship problems. If you do not live as a couple, the feeling of loneliness that surges through your heart every time your partner says the words goodbye after a lovely day well spent together inspires you to do more, and every time you turn mistakenly to share with him or her your feelings, the empty space that greets you quickly turns your inspiration to do more into a resolve to do more now. For those who have taken their relationships a step further by moving in together, due to the loneliness felt each time a partner says goodbye, different forms of pressures and feelings set in. They could be the need to make your love official for the whole world to see, or you both want to start a stable family. Whatever motivates you into finally making the first step to the most important commitment you would ever make in your entire life might not be of importance, but the symbol which you must provide while taking this step is of the utmost importance: the engagement ring. Today, purchasing an engagement ring has now become the status quo of identifying yourself as one who is already taken and ready for marriage. But have you ever played with a rock or band on your hand and thought about its history? Since it's not specified in the Bible or the oldest documents that give detailed accounts of practices before marriage in time past, the popular engagement ring of the modern age had its beginning as recent as the 19th century and wasn't always a symbol of undying affection. It was more or less the first part payment of the bride price to be paid to the bride's family but handed over and worn by the bride. It was a kind of insurance provided for the woman, in case the prospective partner, which was always the man at that time, disbands the marriage, thereby compromising the woman's virtue and appeal to other men. The true meaning and symbol of the engagement ring started shining through in the 20th century, when men gave their fiancées a band that symbolized their love and intentions for a marriage union. The engagement ring signified that she had been taken, out of limits and ready to be married to her true love, and it was placed on the fourth finger of the left hand, for that finger was believed to have a vein running through it which came directly from the heart, therefore symbolizing the finger as a heart finger. Earlier rings could just be a piece of silver or an iron band without any adornment, which the woman inserts into her fourth finger on her left hand. This was the practice for a short time till commercial rings in the media took over the engagement scene. The adverts shown on engagement rings in the middle of the 19th century suggested that men should spend no less than 2 months of their monthly income to purchase the perfect ring for his precious bride-to-be, and just with an advert the definition and style of the engagement ring took a new direction. The modern engagement ring is a symbol that shows that a person is engaged to be married with style. The cut, pricing and make of the engagement ring, although not all important, adds a certain flavor to your engagement day or ceremony and has spurned a new jewelry market all on its own. Please visit our site www.jewelryemporium.biz for more information on engagement rings. Fort Collins,